TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Today, entrepreneur Dan Shipper walks us through what he found is the key to productivity. It's not hacking your inbox or schedule or using tools and apps. As he explains in his episode from the Way We Work series, emotional mastery is essential. After a short break.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I've always secretly wanted to be a machine. I felt like if I was a machine, I'd never let things fall through the cracks. I wouldn't forget things, and I'd do everything I needed to do on time every time. I knew there were people out there that were like this, and I wanted to know, what makes them tick? So a few years ago, I started a newsletter called Super Organizers, where I profiled 50 of the top performers in a variety of fields. I've talked to managers who track everything they do in a day in 15-minute increments. I've talked to investors who keep spreadsheets of every single person they've ever met. I've talked to CEOs who keep their calendars basically empty and rarely ever do meetings, like ever. I've also experimented with a lot of hacks myself to try to get me closer to my ideal. I've taped my mouth shut while I'm sleeping and stared at a sun lamp to increase my energy levels. I've visualized my compassionate self and tried all sorts of supplements to hack my body chemistry. Sometimes the things I try work, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're just kind of ridiculous. But I want to share with you the best trick I've learned in all of my exploring. The ideal of being a machine is actually a trap. It gets in the way of our productivity because it makes us blind to the roots of our actual problems. We are not machines, we're emotional beings. And learning to skillfully recognize and work with our emotions is the only way to actually be productive day to day. Guilt, shame, fear, so often they're at the base of what's going on for us in ways that we barely understand. What's underneath our productivity problems isn't just the need for a new tool or system, but something going on in our emotional lives, and being aware of and observing how our emotions can affect us can open up a lot of flexibility and freedom to make progress when we'd otherwise be stuck. I found that the most productive people in the world, you know, the ones who are most machine-like, actually recognize this, and they often do three things to work with it. They're aware when they have a problem. They observe what's going on without judgment so that they can understand it, and they keep experimenting with systems, routines, mindsets, and tools until it changes. This might sound simple, and it is. But it's actually very hard to do because at each stage we get blocked and twisted up by the shame, guilt, fear, and doubt, the things that get in the way of seeing things clearly. To do this well requires a level of emotional mastery that is very difficult to practice. So let me walk you through it and show you how it can work. Awareness is the first step. That means being aware of problems in your productivity, but that's harder than it seems. No matter what the issue is, it's much easier to ignore it and hope that it goes away than to admit that something's wrong. We feel like we should be able to just do better. We feel like, well, that's the job. I should just suck it up. Whatever the problems that you're encountering in your productivity, you might not think about them that often because it's pretty painful. But there's magic in becoming aware of the problems that we're ordinarily not aware of. The most productive people have regular practices that they use to maintain that awareness. Sometimes it's journaling. Sometimes it's mindfulness. Sometimes it's just a walk. Sometimes it's therapy. But everyone has something. Here's an example from my own life. I have a ton of trouble staying on top of my inbox. I'm the CEO of a startup, and so this is really hard for me to admit at first. It seemed like an indictment of me and my ability to be successful if my inbox was a mess. But last year, after a lot of reflection, I realized that I had to face the fact that the backlog was causing problems throughout my company. Once I was aware of the problem, I could start the next step, observation. When I moved into the observation stage, I wanted to see, with as little judgment as possible, what usually leads to my inbox being crowded. Observing without judgment was really difficult for me. My sense of doubt and fear came up. I thought, should I really need to do this? I really felt like I should just be able to get through my inbox without any problems. But once I got beneath that, I began to notice something really surprising. There were actually many periods where I was on top of my inbox. It's just that every couple weeks there would be a shift where it would just turn into a giant mess. And it had a very specific trigger. Either a single email that I really didn't want to deal with, or a really busy period in my life where I couldn't look at my inbox for a day or two. And when this happened, emails would start to pile up and I'd start to feel shame. I'd avoid my inbox and the pile would just get way worse. It was a vicious cycle. Once I saw this, I realized that there was a logical place to intervene. What I really needed to do was to catch myself right at the point every couple weeks where my clean inbox was turning into a mess. And if I could do that, I knew I could keep it clean the rest of the time. This brings us to the next step, experimentation. Once productive people have recognized a problem and observed its contours without judgment, they try new solutions to find out what works. Again, this can be really easy to get twisted up about. We're all filled with preconceptions about what's in and out of bounds to experiment with, and we're really boxed in by those preconceptions. We don't want to look silly, we don't want to look weak, but if we allow ourselves to find what works for us, we often find things that no one else would. For me, I tried a lot of different experiments to deal with my inbox problems. I tried going to a new coffee shop every time I needed to power through some emails. I tried talking about it with my business partner and other people at my company to try to lower my sense of shame about it. I tried a one-touch email strategy. I tried only checking my email twice a day. But none of these really solved the problem completely. So I kept going, and I had a big insight. I figured out that I might be able to use my own desire not to let people down to help me get through my inbox. I'm lucky enough to split a virtual assistant with my business partner. So I wondered, what if I put an hour on my calendar a few times a week where they would babysit me? At the beginning of the hour, they'd message me and ask me how many emails I had in my inbox. And at the end of the hour, they'd message me again to ask how many I'd gotten done. I use my virtual assistant, but you could use anyone in your life, a family member or a friend who struggles with something similar and propose a trade. It literally takes a couple seconds to message back and forth. When I started to consider this, my immediate reaction was shame. I felt like I should not need a babysitter to do my work. And I dreaded the conversation where I had to ask for this kind of thing. I also dreaded admitting it to anyone else. It all seemed very, very silly. But I decided to try it anyway. And it turns out, just that little interaction, a few times a week, makes a gigantic difference for me. Getting a message from my assistant keeps me on task on my email and prevents the piles from being created, which makes it really easy for me to keep my inbox clean at every other time. And now I'm sitting here almost a year later with a clean inbox on a consistent basis. This may not work for you, but it does work for me. You might find that other approaches are better, like transferring your emails to your to-do list or making sure you're following a one-touch inbox strategy or maybe even examining why you need to get through your inbox in the first place. But the only way to find that out is to try it. What I've realized in all of my exploring is that I actually didn't really ever want to be a machine. I just felt guilty and ashamed for not being one. And once I started to work with that, everything changed for me. We think productivity is about software and notebooks and to-do lists and frameworks and calendars and schedules and inboxes. And it is all of those things. But it's also about our brains and our bodies. It's about our emotions and how they guide us and sometimes get in our way. If you turn over the rock of productivity, you can find a lot hiding underneath. Identifying what's there is the best productivity hack I know. PRX.